don't even know you anymore.
EJ?
Hey.
We got EJ, the program director of 101.5 The Vibe over here. He can talk about a father-daughter dance. It's
yes,
the
sir.
First inaugural one. And I'm telling you right now, if this ain't on the playlist, the brother can't be there.
Hey, man, we're going to get it on just for you and your dog.
All right. Well, my daughter's only 2.5.
That's all right. You can carry it. You can carry in. When you know, they're giving away $500 for the best dressed.
I'll be there.
And $500 for the dance contest. So right. You can pick up your baby. I can just dress her up like you or something. Matching outfit and carry her while you dance.
All right.
What is
all
it?
Right.
Well, you're going to tell me about talk about the theme.
That is the theme.
Father-daughter. Father-daughter. That's the thing. Mike is a father-daughter dad.
But he's saying best dressed.
Well, that's
could
the
be
contest.
Father daughter in the 70s.
No, we ain't doing that the first one. Yeah, not that first. First one, you're going to make it simple. Fellas, let's get into this groove a second. So grab your friends, get the train, come and through, climb on board. Where you live, up to you. Now, EJ, I know a little bit about you. I'm going to say this was a little bit before your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really? This is my mama parties.
Yeah. This is where I picked it up, too, from my mama. I wouldn't have been able to get into a club when this was on the charts, but it crossed over into my older youth, if you will.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Listen, Boogie Nights, come on, man. He wave always and forever. Yeah, they made a mark for a very short time. Okay, talk to us again.
All right, June 9th, people, everyone in the sound of my voice, all the fathers, father figures, and I mean family members, you're all invited. June 9th, it goes down. Ruth Eckert Hall is the first annual 101.5 The Vibe father-daughter dance. Tickets available right now, 101.5vibe.com. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have a wonderful dinner, buffet, music. I told you we have several contests already set up. Best dressed dance, $500 a piece right there. Every princess that comes in that door is going to receive a beautiful glowing wand and a tiara.
Nice.
You know, I believe they have flowers, a rose.
Yeah.
It's going to be wonderful, man. I just want to make sure that people come out. I've seen this thing happen all over. I mean, it's daddies, it's daughters, it's a prom, it's a party. And something that memories that will be made forever.
And you're saying there's no cap or there's no parameters on the age of the daughter.
One gentleman told me his daughter was in his 30s and he was buying a ticket.
That's a ringer right there. You know she out there dancing.
Dance
she dancing out at the mom's.
Yeah, they trying to get the money.
Yeah. We can't have no pros up in there, EJ.
In there like Danny Terrio back in the spotlight dance.
We can't have no pros up in there, EJ, stealing that money. Now we got to have some.
So there is no age limit.
I'm not. We
father
ain't turning
and
down nothing but our collar.
Father and daughter.
Yep.
All right. That may open up some parameters.
And then I say father figures as well.
Father figure. We going to let them in too?
Yes,
we should. We should.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree with that. Now, this is going down at Ruth Ecker.
In the, what is it?
What was the date again?
June 9th.
And that is a Friday?
That's a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
We can do it
easy to get to. Okay, I like that. Makes it easy for people to get there. June 9th.
Will tickets be available at the door? Like last minute. Like I said, hey, come on, girl, are we going?
Tickets will be at the door. I can't say that yet because it's going to depend on how it goes. Right now, we're doing very, very well. If we sell out, we sell out. You dig?
Right. I got you.
How you going to sell out? You got a capacity to say we can only let 100 couples in here, his mother?
I would say 300.
Okay. You know so what if, I mean? I'm, if I'm 301,
can't go,
I'm
we
calling.
Can't go above the capacity of the facility.
Black people always do. You ain't hear about that. You ain't hear about the skating ring. Skating ring out in what was that brand?
But this is not exclusive for tall people.
This is not exclusive for tall people.
I know.
Okay, good.
I know. I
please,
understand.
Please.
Yeah, if
that's why I'm over here.
Yeah, I know. You're right. Touche.
Yeah.
And well played.
It's going to be in the Margaret Hay Great Room at Ruth Eckert Hall, 5 p.m. until 9 p.m.
Dude, this sounds fantastic. It really does. I'm not just saying that. This is, I mean, you know, get to take your daughter out, especially for the younger daughters.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you've got the older daughters and you just want to reconnect with them or you're connected with them, you want to, like, hey, let's go out there and let's be a part of,
I'm thinking
great things.
Mine and we're going to just come in there.
It's graduation time.
Yeah.
Your daughter's graduating. This could be a great graduation, you know, present before they go off to school.
Right.
You know, combine with your baby.
I'm doing the Soul Train line of this.
Soul clap to you.
Yeah, right. I'm a Soul Train right out the door because I can't dance. this is really cool. Daughter?
Do I have a daughter?
Yes.
No. I have one son.
One son? Okay.
I was about to say, unfortunately, but I think I'm grateful I got the boy.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100% and absolutely.
Because if I was Cassie's daddy, I'd have been on there.
Hey.
Listen. Yeah.
What if you was that P. Diddy's daddy? I'm sorry, we shouldn't say did it. What if you'd have been the father?
That's part of the problem, I think.
Yes.
I don't think he has a father figure, if I understand correctly.
Not only that, if you're the father, then you don't need to show your face either because you didn't do a good job of raising your boy.
No, you
did not. I was saying?
I'm sorry, I distracted you.
No, you did not. I was saying something during the break, and you said, yeah, we could talk about that. I was saying.
We're talking about just.
What was the angle that I was talking about?
Statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations.
There
you go. They're talking about the cops saying they can't charge him because the assault statute of limitations is gone. But what I saw, there was kidnapping, false imprisonment, and I would imagine the statute has to be longer than that. It's just.
I don't know. I think maybe it couldn't have anything to do with being that they settled out of court.
No. Because Bill Cosby got that girl settled out of court, signed an NDA, and then spoke. So if they got Cosby,
but then again, they said a lot of that wasn't legal. Yeah. You know, and that's why he got out.
Mm-mm.
You know, the judge had it in for him, so allegedly.
But, and I will say this, as the father of two daughters, one in her 30s and one in her 20s, and, you know, I said it kind of like in a joking manner, but I wasn't joking. That's your objective. Your objective as
make sure
a father
of
it, make sure they never hurt, but more importantly, make sure they never accept someone that's going to hurt them. And I think that's incumbent upon you as a father.
Y'all got me to open up. This is what I'm saying here, too. There's no excuse for his behavior and what happened to her. And I don't know any details about their relationship. But I would suggest to any young lady out there, don't ever let someone take their money and their gifts and make them feel like they own you. You dig?
Right,
never,
right. It, which
never
is a trap.
Anybody
it's
slide
a trap. Yeah.
For what you're getting. You dig?
Right, right.
You know? And because some people don't understand that they don't own you like this fool.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that if you make certain concessions for material obsessions.
Say word.
Then,
ooh,
yeah.
Get him on to Jesse James. Yeah, Jesse Jackson over here. Rhyming.
There's going to be.
Obsession.
Yeah, they're gonna be, there's going to be some things that you're going to end up having to deal with. But at some point, you got to know. I mean, listen, she was smart. She was leaving. And that's what makes it so... That's what makes it so egregious. Okay, she's out the door. She's at the elevator, and then you gonna beat her down, and then you gonna pull her back. And the thing that got me was he did it with his hand around one time.
He
beat her down, picked up her luggage, and managed to keep the towel on. Why? This is what I would say. You doing all of that? Why are you shy about being naked? You know what I'm saying? Where is that coming from?
I wonder if he knew. He had to know there were cameras in that hotel. But he probably wasn't thinking anyway correctly, but
or this EJ. He knew that he could, which he did. He could buy whatever was recorded. Tape, he could buy that.
Leaked the tape? How did they get?
Okay, this is someone online intimated this, and I think that this is what it was. Remember, his house got raided
mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
So the tape that he bought was on one of those hard drives, one of those computers.
But that's still
the feds or somebody that had access to it while the feds had it, and they pulled it off or whatever. But maybe even it was the feds. You never know. But that's the thing. It's coming 2 months after all of your computers and your hard drives have been taken. You know what I'm saying?
Dude is not very intelligent to be a so-called genius.
Yeah.
That the apology?
Dude.
How do you do that after you did y'all see the video when they first settled and he was walking around singing, I'm still standing?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Just singing and dancing on video.
Yeah, well,
you know what I'm saying? after you done said everybody is lying, there is no way I would ever.
Right.
In my outcast, ever.
Right, do this. Yeah.
You want to apologize.
That makes me think, Mo, that he didn't have that tape that the feds got out of his house.
No, I'm telling you.
Because he would have destroyed that.
No.
Spike, some people are stupid.
And some people are narcissists. And what I said to Spike yesterday was, I said, there are a whole lot of people that have things on their hard drive that they never want to get out, but they don't want to delete it because for some reason they want to be able to reference back to it.
Or, the apology reminds me of OJ. When you need to go sit down and shut up, you're still talking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bro,
if I had done it.
Right. He wrote a book, exactly. If I did it. Yeah. Let me ask you this.
You can steal from OJ?
How old's your son?
My son is 30.
30, okay.
Yeah.
What did, married?
Yeah, no. I actually grew up with my son's mother, and we went to college together, and
right.
We split up shortly after.
Oh, okay.
But he answered his question. He said, is your son married?
No, he said his son was not married.
I thought you asked if I was married.
No. Okay. Is your son married?
No, my son is not married.
Okay.
My son is like his daddy. Like, he's a serial bachelor.
A serial bachelor. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
He just got on the couch just then.
But we ain't never.
I did. We're way back. You had me thinking about.
We ain't never seen no Motel 8 security footage of him. Was there anything specific or even non-specific that you imparted? Because a lot of fathers have sons and daughters, but a lot of fathers just have the sons. And I think it's incumbent upon them to impart to their sons, how to treat a woman. Did you ever have that conversation with him or did he take?
We talk about it a lot still to this day because he's single.
Right.
And my son, I'm being free. He's a mama's boy.
Okay.
He loves his mother.
Okay.
And so I don't think he would ever mistreat a woman.
Okay. That goes a long way.
And also, I'll give credit to blended families. His stepfather is a good man. So between the two of us, to be honest, we would get mad at his mama sometimes because we'd be on the same page on how to do some things.
Nice. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's been really, really. And he had his troublesome times in high school and stuff. He discovered marijuana.
You know what I'm saying?
But now he's really on track. I think to answer your question, it's just constant communication and over-communication. Always talk with him, man.
Yeah.
Be real with the boy. He's just amazed. He thinks me and his grandfather are like Hugh Hefner or something. That ain't the right example.
Let
me just say he's
proud of you.
He said, I don't know how you and Papa do it. I have no game. I'm like, dude, don't be like me. Actually tell him and end up my age and still dating.
Do you have a desire for grandchildren? That's not in your mind.
But I ain't ready for that now.
Well, come on now. We ain't nobody getting young in this room. We just ain't ready for that now.
I'm not ready for that yet, no. I'm not ready for the title, man. Y'all can have it.
Oh, you don't want the title because you don't have to do anything different.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call me something different. Pop.
I would say
Big
this.
Pop.
Something. I would say this. My daughter, thank God bless her, she waited until I was in my 50s to make me a grandfather.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
you got a two-year-old.
Yes.
My daughter's nephew is older than her.
See, that happened
your daughter's baby is older, right?
We were talking off the mic about my father.
Right.
My father was 19 years older than my mom, so I've been babysitting my niece.
Yeah, my daughter's mother is 19 years younger than me.
My niece just started calling me uncle about 5 years ago. And it still tickles me when I hear it.
Yeah. No, I get that. I definitely get that. All right, we're going to have to let you go. Come back more. More often.
I don't know, man. Get me over here.
Hey, push that one more time.
I'm sitting up on the couch.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have you, when we get closer in June, we're going to have you come in and push it one more time. But push it one more time.
Talk about it one more time.
Please. June 9th. All right. Ruth Eckert Hall. It's the first annual 101.5 The Vibe father-daughter dance. Tickets are available right now. 101.5vibe.com. Again, really big prizes. Wonderful door prizes. Really good food. Great DJ. And of course, the Vibe family, man. We're going to all be out there.
Talk about the Vibe for a minute for people that may not know that what the hell the Vibe is, because we always assume that everybody knows what we know, but everybody doesn't.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
Go ahead.
The first R&B station in this area in a very long time. And when I say it is a quality product, nobody thought we would be where we are right now, which is a consistently top 5 radio station that's been as high as number 2.
High as number two, and you've been in existence?
7 months.
7 months.
Wow.
7 months, man.
Y'all kicking it.
Ricky Smiley, very famous comedian, our morning guy, shows off the chain. Gordy, everybody in Tampa knows Gordy, used to be over at some of the competitors for years.
Okay.
He did mornings across the street for 13 years.
Okay. What about Afternoon Drive?
Oh, that's your cool coworker, EJ Gregg, everybody's good friend.
EJ,
the real EJ? Yeah, the capital E dash J A Y, hell of a guy.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there you go.
I don't know about that guy yet.
And then at night, right now, at 7 o'clock, JoJo O'Neal, that's Shaq Auntie.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, the Shaq Auntie, she does 7 to 10.
Okay.
And then we got the Quiet Storm with Kyle LaRue at 10 to 2, Soft and Warm for You and You and You. The boy Bat.
And I knew you did morning, afternoon drive. Where is Eakins. Where's our boy? Yeah, where's Eakins at?
Eakins is part of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Oh, that's what's dope. Okay. Ricky has Eakins doing local breaks here, and they're all, you know, Tampa specific.
Okay.
So he's actually part of the show, and I neglected to mention him because he's part of the show.
Right.
You know,
okay.
He is the Ricky Smiley Morning Show local producer.
I got you. We got to give him a personal shout out.
As well as the director of our community engagement.
There you go.
You know, we've already won awards for our work in the community based on Eakins' work.
I saw that. It's a glass thing. I saw it over there on our channel.
Shout out to Pinellas County Urban League.
Yeah, they already got an award over here?
Yeah.
That's all due to Eakins' work in the community, man. And he's nonstop with that.
And if give me the tag on what the music you play. How would you describe the playlist? What are you playing?
R&B, real R&B.
Real R&B.
You got a little bit of
hip hop in there.
Well, yeah, classic, I call it, you know, melodic or rhythmic R&B.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The hits that ain't too ratchet. You dig?
I got it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's one reason why I'm mad at Diddy behind, because now we got Biggie records that we can't play.
Can't play them. Yeah. But I think that's a smart
Happy
call.
Birthday, B.I.G. Posthumously. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Is it his birthday today?
Today. Yeah. Ain't that a trip?
You didn't even know that.
Yeah. I, you know.
Just say you did.
Did you know it? We've been over on the short side.
You've been here too long.
Too long.
But you play new and old, right? You
don't absolutely
okay. All right.
Absolutely, for anything from the 80s and up.
Okay, who new cat to listen to? You turned me on to London Suede or
no? That's October London. Man.
October,
yeah, that's a real London Suede. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you turned me on to October London.
Urban London.
Yeah, you talking about another dude, Teddy Swim.
Teddy.
Oh someone yeah.
Someone just mentioned
soul,
him.
Yesterday.
You mentioned him, Teddy Swim.
He
blue eyed soul.
Yeah.
You think he's going to blow up?
He's already blown up. He's going to go pop and all that. He'll be done with Urban next week.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I got you.
Hope he ain't a one-hit wonder.
I don't think he will be, but I don't, you know, that's like Justin Timberlake ain't really an urban artist. You know what I mean? But Justin, he used to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that Swain guy, he has that hit. That's going to be a hard thing to top. Just like the guy who sang Tennessee Whiskey. He hit the top of the charts with that, but I ain't heard him no more.
Tennessee Whiskey.
You talking song. About the big dude with the tats on his face? Is that him?
No. You talking about General? No, I'm just talking
about. Yeah.
Nah.
I ain't hip hop and R&B. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Stay tall, brother. Stay tall.
I know some rock stuff from back in the day from high school, but that's it. I ain't that. I'm not as eclectic as I would like to be.
I understand.
You know Tennessee Whiskey. Yeah. It's smooth as Tennessee Whiskey.
Stop it, Spike. People
is that country?
Yeah, it is a country hit. I think Tennessee Whiskey, I would say.
A strawberry wine.
Spikes. I don't think I like that.
Yeah, no. You keep playing what you play. Playing. All right, EJ. Thanks, brother. And we'll holler at you. And they can hear you. Oh, they can hear you every Monday through Friday from.
Oh, I'm sorry. 3 to 7.
Right,
y'all, they got to be over here reminiscing about stuff. I'm going to share this with y'all.
Go.
One more time. June 9th. Tickets available 1015vibe.com. In high school, I used to be in a rap group called the Freeze MCs.
Okay.
Everybody had a cold name.
Okay.
I was Cool J Ski.
Cool J Ski.
My rap partner was Doc Chill and Kid Cold.
Okay.
And we had the human ice box on the beatbox.
Do you have anything on YouTube?
You got it on mediums?
Hell no. We was in Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, come on. Y'all was on the side of the road.
We was in the hallways like.
You know. Singing in front of a barrel on fire.
And then, you know. halftime of the basketball game and stuff like that, man.
So you saying Biv never came to you and said, what's your name? Yeah.
But when I started on the radio in Atlanta, I tried. Ludacris was one of the first interns. Ludacris used to pull my carts. I was the first person to put Ludacris on the air rapping. I'll play it for you. I have that.
Wow.
I can play it for you.
Well, you're going to have to bring that intro
for me.
Okay.
So back then, we used to, I thought I was going to be able to do something.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't work
Ludacris
like that.
Ludacris, they hold my beer, huh?
Yeah, basically. He actually wrote some stuff for me for like some commercials, and I know I got to go.
You're the one that got to go. I can't.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you, does Ludacris know you?
Yes.
If you ask him right now, he definitely, I've got
credits in the album, you know, shout out to, but I can't call him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't call him now.
This is what I imagine.
Absolutely.
Ludacris treating him in the bathroom like, what was that movie? Hustle and Flow.
Oh, Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, EJ going to get Hustle and Flow.
What is this?
Yeah, man, just take the man glory. More dream snatchers.
Shout out Chaka Zulu, his manager. Go Mob, Blue Fire.
All right, EJ, thank you. EJ, one more time, tell them where to get this father-daughter dance.
1015vibe.com, 1015vibe.com, June 9th. It goes down, Ruth Eckerd Hall. Thank you, gentlemen, so much.
We'll talk about it a lot. All right. Thank you, brother. He's got to go. He actually has a real job on a real, real program. I was about to say real station. Everything's real about the station, but our show. No, it's not. It's real. All right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Cat Named Mo Show.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. Now, a bone traffic update.